KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Fish folk in Durban say they want full access to beach piers. Casting off certain piers, such as those at Bay, North and Derry beaches, was banned by the city last year.
Our fisher folks who tried to get on the pier have been arrested, threatened, assaulted, and some of the tackle had been confiscated because the city had employed security to guard the pier overnight.
Etiquini Municipality says several bylaws have been transgressed, including littering and public drinking on the piers and surfers being assaulted with fishing equipment. The city says it raised the issues many times with the fishermen, but there was no improvement. John Peter Narensamy has urged the city to lift the ban, adding it could also consider access to the piers at night when there are no swimmers or surfers.
We're requesting access to those piers from sunset to sunrise. The reason why we're requesting for these fisher folks to go and get access under those piers, it's simple. Is that when one fishes off a pier, they have the privilege to throw the line into deeper waters because the piers are protruding quite a distance into the ocean. These guys, our fisher folks, the poor, they don't have the resources of owning the boat or the privilege of going onto boats because of the cost implications.
More South Africans are buying homes as a group. The rising cost of living and high interest rates are said to be pushing them towards this arrangement, Newswatch's Tamasha Khani reports.
According to FNB, individuals earning between 3,500 and 29,600 rand a month are pooling resources to buy homes amid economic challenges. The bank says there was a 36% increase in the loans it gave for collective buying for the 6 months ending on December 31, compared to the same period in 2022. It revealed that Gauteng and the Western Cape are leading provinces in collective home purchases. Affluent customers and families are also collectively buying residential property, but for holidays and the so-called semigration. Tamasha Khani, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Department of International Relations says it's finalized arrangements for voting abroad ahead of South Africa's elections later this month. Thousands of registered voters will cast their ballots at 115 diplomatic missions worldwide. The department says the IEC will dispatch voting materials securely using diplomatic air freight bags protected by diplomatic immunity in accordance with international conventions. And more than 160 delegations have been invited to Ukraine for peace talks. Switzerland is organizing next month's conference. It says the summit in Lucerne is intended to initiate a peace process. But the foreign ministry says Russia is not among the invitees at this stage. Moscow, which invaded its neighbor in February 2022, has already dismissed the event as a U.S. orchestrated plot. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 31, Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Mauricio Pochettino's 400th match in England is up against his old club Spurs tonight. The Premier League has missed out on that fifth Champions League spot, and the Sunrisers Hyderabad are batting first against the Rajasthan Royals in the IPL.